Tuscarawas County ranks in 28th out of 88 for overall health. Good morning, I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news report. Health ranking numbers are in four Ohio counties, and for the first time in 3 years, Tuscarawas County moved up to the 28th position. Health Commissioner Katie Seward says that the numbers reveal how health is influenced where someone lives and features categories such as smoking, unemployment, and high school graduation. And she also notes that there are two main health rankings, one being the overall health outcome, which measures how long people live and how healthy they are. And Tuscarawas County was able to rank at 28th in the state.
This is the best that we've ranked in the last 3 years. However, on the flip side, in terms of overall health factors, which is the factors that drive how long and how well we live, we actually decreased rank for the first time in 3 years there, and we ranked 49th out of 88.
In subcategories, Tuscarawas County improved rankings in 2018 in factors, including health behaviors and physical environment, along with social and economic factors. Seward, however, says that the county ranked in at 69 out of 88 in clinical care, which is their lowest ranking received in any category.
That is no change from 2017. And really what that looks at is the access that people had to primary care physicians, dentists, and mental health providers. And so what this is essentially telling us is that our access in Tuscarawas County hasn't really improved.
She adds that the health department is working to improve health through collaborative efforts with local coalitions such as the Healthy Tusk and Access Tusk. An Ohio House committee continues to debate a bill that would change the oversight of education in the state. If passed, House Bill 512 would fuse the Ohio Department of Education, the Ohio Department of Higher Education, and the Governor's Office of Workforce Development into one agency headed by an appointee of the governor. Several career and technical centers support this proposal, while others oppose it. And one of those is the Ohio School Board Association. And Deputy Director of Legislative Services, Jay Smith, says that it's troubling the legislation was drafted without the consultation of these organizations and others who represent teachers and public school districts.
There was no collaboration. There's no stakeholder feedback from the field going into this proposal. So I think that's somewhat alarming.
There are also concerns that a cabinet-level agency would make it more difficult for educators, parents, and students to have input on educational policies. But supporters counter that it would ensure governors are held accountable for Ohio's education laws. Now to state news, the manager of an Ohio restaurant says that a woman stole money from a donation box intended to help the families of two slain officers and spent it on a nearby lottery machine. That theft was reported at Average Joe's Pub and Grill in Columbus on Saturday. Employees said that they collected a few hundred dollars for Westerville police officers Anthony Morelli and Eric Joring, but the box ended up empty at closing. Manager Brianna Braver tells WSYK-TV surveillance footage captured the suspect pulling money out and spending it. A police investigation is ongoing. Then for a look at sports, the Cleveland Indians are going to be back in action today for spring training as they take on the Cincinnati Reds. And first pitch is set for this afternoon at 4:05. That's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Coming up, your Z Country forecast. After a word from our sponsor, Century National Bank in New Philadelphia, reliable, responsive lenders.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards with Century National Bank. Century National bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Small chance of a flurry early today with some cloud cover, then it becomes partly sunny. Remaining breezy, high temperatures a little warmer than yesterday in the lower 40s. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low 22. Morning clouds Friday, giving way to afternoon sun, high of 37. Saturday, increasing clouds, chance for some light snow mixed with light sleet and rain, high temperature in the lower 40s. Clearing Saturday night into Sunday, mostly sunny Sunday with a warmer high near 50. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
And you can stay up to date on what's happening in Z Country by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter by going to WTUZ.com. With your 9 o'clock news, I'm Mary Alice. 99.